Parshas Chukas Beis Tfilah Tov Shin Ein Vov. The famous pasuk, V'zois HaTorah Odom Ki Yomus Bo'il. And the famous pasuk, the famous Chazal, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim El B'mishe Meimis Atzmoy Aleihem. That's the Gemara and Brachos, Samach Gilam with Beis. And the famous question, why do you have to die for Torah? Are we supposed to blow ourselves up? Should we wear these belts and blow up in the Beis Medrash? Is that the purpose? Are we supposed to die for the Torah? The Rambam passes this in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, he passes this din. The famous Moshe of the Chofetz Chaim, which I think is so relevant to our times, more than ever. Says the Chofetz Chaim, a marshal to a very successful businessman whose business gets better and better, successful and more success, and getting busier and busier, making more and more. And time passes, the weeks, the days, the months, the years fly by, and he realizes this is not going to last forever. He better prepare for the world to come. He's so overwhelmed. So one day he takes action and he slips out the store, sneaks out, goes to the Beis Medrash and learns for an hour. He comes back, everyone's looking for him. His wife says, where have you been? The clients were looking for you, the suppliers were waiting. Where have you been? He told her, I had a meeting. Okay, the next day he comes back to the store and he slips out and goes to the Beis Medrash. He comes back, his wife's mad. Where have you been? The suppliers are getting angry, the clients are upset. Told her, I had an important meeting. The third day he slips out again. This time his wife watches where he's going and she bursts into the Beis Medrash. She sees him in mid-morning in the empty Beis Medrash with a Gemara. And she shouts to him, you baklan, what are you wasting your time for? Do you know what's happening in the store? Our suppliers are getting angry. The clients are threatening to go and buy it by our competitors. You're hurting the store, you're hurting the business. Why are you wasting your time? He told her, look, honey, listen, if Malach HaMavis was here right now, about to take me away, could you tell the Malach HaMavis, excuse me, Mr. Malach HaMavis, sir, we need our husband at the store. The suppliers are waiting. The customers are getting impatient. Can you please leave him alone? The Malach HaMavis is not interested. If he's supposed to take me away, he takes me away. No. So just imagine the Malach HaMavis came. What do you mind if in an hour's time I get Tchiyas HaMesim? What's wrong with that? Just imagine how the Malach HaMavis took me away and let me have this hour of my learning. After an hour I get Tchiyas HaMesim, I come back. Zogt Chofetz Chaim, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim Ela B'Mishe Meimis Atzmoy Aleihem. During the learning you have to be dead from the outside world. You have to be cut off from all the other errands and tasks and things you need to do. It's a matter of reorganizing your schedule. But it cannot be that while you're learning, you still have your head is busy with other things. No, you have your time to set aside. Set it aside and be dead as far as the rest of the world is concerned. Why is this message so important in our times? I'll tell you why. This week, I was in a certain shtibul, and the very yeshivish guy was sitting next to me. Yeshivish. He had his cell phone in his pocket. During Chazal Shatz, six times, he pulled out his cell, watching the messages, skimming, paging, puts it back. It lasted for a minute. Boom, out again, paging. This time already he was typing in things. 6 times during Chazal Shatz. He may think I'm referring to Rosh Chodesh, we have Long Shachris, Halel, Musav, and Kriyas HaTorah. No, it was a Mincha. Mincha takes quarter of an hour. In a Shtibul it takes less. Yet this guy was 6 times took out his phone. If you are, so what are you going to tell me? No, he has important things to take care of. Both messages, read the news, very important. Maybe he's needed to save the world. Very important messages. I have one small question. If you were invited to the Queen invites you for lunch. She wants to talk to you. Would you dare take out your phone? In the old times, they have your head chopped off. Can't do it anymore. Complete, utter disrespect. And even today, in the courts, if you're in the courtroom, it's completely forbidden to use your phone. It's considered to be, you can get fined for such a thing. Total disrespect for the courts. You're at the court, you're doing other things, dealing with other people, and the fuck is there. You by us, you got to turn your phone off. What about the other errands I have to take care of? What about to say happy birthday to my Facebook friend number 179,000? What about that? Very important. Nahon. But if you're at an important meeting, you don't do those things. So why isn't Chazal Shatz do it? Because apparently you're not aware how important your meeting is. So what I'm saying is, it's just a matter of perspective. If you're recognizing your oymid b'fnei ha-melech, you went to daven mincha. What you went for, not here by chance. You went to daven mincha. So you should be aware you're going to oymid b'fnei ha-melech. So you have to shut your phone off. The lo yitochen, the lo zilzul neira to deal with your phone during Chazal Shatz. Therefore, we have to apply this principle. Here we're talking about Torah, but Ruchnius and Mitzvahs are the same thing. Adam ki yomus boil. It has to be the time you designated for your mitzvah. As far as the rest of the world is concerned, I'm maced. I'm dead. When I come out, I have chiyas amesim. I'll take my course. Lo yitochen that for any important meeting with the Rosh Memshala, you would never take your phone out. And when you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchem Lochim, your phone's busy. Everyone has to be mischazik in such a concept. And take this message to heart. Odom ki yomus boil. The side you set aside, the time you set aside, your mace, as far as the rest of the world outside, you're not available. Okay, you have important things to do, so schedule, you have your times, you take your calls, and times you daven. But the time you set aside for davening, it's there, that's it, you're dead. This week's parasha, we meet Aaron HaKohen's passing away. And the pasuk says, Vayivku es Aaron Shloishim Yoim, Kol Beis Yisrael. When Aaron passed away, they mourned for him 30 days, Kol Beis Yisrael. What is the emphasis of Kol Beis Yisrael? Says Rashi, Hanoshim Vanoshim, the men and the women, Fisher Aaron Roidev Shalom, Umatil Avo Ben Bale Meriva. He'd run after peace. He would bring love to people who are fighting. O ben ish le ishtoi, oyev shaloim, veroidev shaloim, o makarvon atoira. Therefore, he was a very popular figure, and therefore everyone was upset when he passed away. In the Sefer Zichron in Shmuel, page Tovkuf Ein Beis, Shmuel Rozovsky points out this beautiful idea of Oyev Shalom or Oyev Shalom is a neno klal shereineh bar boichutz. We find the Chazal, Hakol, Chutz. You have a rule, but there's exceptions. This rule also has exceptions. Not always is the person supposed to be Roed of Shalom. There are times when it needs proper consideration that sometimes the anhoga is that to be marchik. Can't always be nice and accepting and loving. Sometimes you have to put your foot down and be tough. The principal of the school, beautiful, be Oyev Shalom and love all the kids. There are situations, difficult situations, where you have to put your foot down. Maybe a certain kid you have to do midas adin to. Maybe you have to throw him out. Need shikol adas. But this rule has, there are situations when the rule of Oyev Shalom, Roed of Shalom does not apply. The Gemara in Tainis, Chof Hamud Beis, tells us about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, there was a drought. Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, Shad Yorah Defni HaTeva, VeOmar Esrim VeArba Brochos. It was a tiny tzibur, there was no rain, and Rabbi Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer, went and he said the 24 brochos, special brochos for a tiny tzibur. V'loy nana, he was not answered. Yorad Rabbi Akiva Achrof. Then Rabbi Akiva went down. V'omar, Avinu Malkeinu, Einanu Melech Elo Oto. Avinu Malkeinu, L'mancho Rachim Oleinu, V'yodu Kshomim. On the spot, Rabbi Akiva just said two brachas, boom, it started to rain. Oops. Yischilu. So, Habim Ranin in Rabbonon? Rabbonim were whispering, what's going on over here, man? Maybe there's some things about Rabbi Eliezer we don't know about. What's going on? Rabbi Eliezer, we think he's so great and righteous. He said 24, it doesn't get answered. This Rabbi Akiva says 2, gets answered. Maybe there's something we need to know about Rabbi Eliezer. What's he doing in his private life? Having run in Rabbonon, Yod Stor Bas Kol V'Omron, a heavenly voice came out and said, don't think that Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. Rather, Rabbi Eliezer, he's not ma'avir amidoisov. He's a tough nut. Oho, if you sit in his seat, dangerous guy. Beware of the dog. Minefield. Beware of the mines. He's not ma'avir amidoisov. Rabbi Akiva is Mavir Amidoisa. That's the Gemara. Ask Rabbi Saul Salanta in the O Yisrael Perek Chofches. What do you mean that Rabbi Pinch is the God of Mizeh, but Rabbi Akiva is Mavir Amidoisa and Rabbi Eliezer is not? So that means Rabbi Akiva is God of Mizeh. Let's say, I'll tell you, Marshall, you have two cars, the same cars, and two drivers. They're both driving. One makes it before the other. There's a race. And one makes it before the other. I tell you, don't think one driver is better than the other driver. Just one driver drives faster. Don't think one driver is better than the other driver. Just the other driver is better. But they're both the same, but just one driver is better. Does that make sense? Loimi Pesh is there, God is there, just Rabbi Akiva is Ma'avim Doisov, he's not. No. So if Rabbi Eliezer is not Ma'avim Doisov, so he's not as great as Rabbi Akiva. Right? Didn't the communists say all are equal, and some are more equal than others? Sorry? We're talking about Schus for Kshabbos, so obviously Rabbi Akiva is greater. He is greater. Part of Torah is to do what the Torah says. We find, yes.
So we're saying, in terms of requirements, they're equal. But
we will expand what you're saying. Let's see. We have famous stories, differences between Shammai and Hillel. In the Gemara on Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, we meet three stories. There was a goy who came to Shammai and he said, "Gairini, as long as I can keep the Torah Shebichtav, I want to be a Bible Jew. I don't want to know the Oral Law." Gairini. By Shammai, Shammai pushed him away. "Go, boy, get out of here. But still, Ben Azifa, get out of here right now." Bought it for Hillel, and he said, came to Hillel. Hillel said, you start to teach him out of base, come back. And he said, "Look, rely on me. You can take the rest as well." Another story: a guy came to Shammai. He said, "Guy Rainey, that you should teach him the whole Torah. If I'm standing on one foot." Shammai pushed him away. And Hillel said, no problem. Mad alach sani mechavrach reisavit. Said, "Zui kol ha-Torah kula." Here it is in a nutshell, the Torah. The red, Ido Zilgmar. Third story, the guy came. And he said, "Gareini, amanashi ha-Kohen Gadol." Shammai pushes him away. And Hillel says, "Okay, start learning." "Yeah, no problem. Start learning." And he comes the pasuk of Azar Kol Yumos, and he realizes that even David HaMelech can't be a Kohen Gadol. Makes a Kavu Chomit himself, and says the Gemara, "Amru Kabdenusay Shel Shammai, Bikshel Ato Deinu Min Olam, Van Venusan Anuvus Nusay Shel Hillel Kervanu Tachas Hashchina." So we see, Hillel Shammai. Hillel was very generous, easygoing. Shammai was very tough, a kabdon. What's going on? Why didn't Shammai work upon himself? We see that Hillel was right. Why didn't Shammai? We think he was didn't he do what's right? Supposed to be easygoing. We deal with Shammai, the Tanoim. The Teretzes, says Rabbi Yisrael, each one had a shitta. It wasn't through human, he had bad middos, he was a kapton. And Hillel had nice middos, so therefore he was ma'avah midoisa. It was a shitta. Shammai had a shitta of being a kapton. Had Shammai agreed, felt that you should be a vatron, he'd be mavater. He'd work on himself. Hillel had a shitta of being an Bianonov. Had he in shitta held like Shammai, he would have been a captain as well. It wasn't just that he didn't work upon himself. What was the shitta? What's Kovod HaTorah? Shammai felt Kovod HaTorah entails that can't play games. Do you want to be a ger? Bakasha. You come and tell us what to do. You come with conditions that you want to be a ger only Amanas to keep the Torah Shebichtav. Get out of here. Kovod HaTorah says, who do you think you are? Can you imagine a student coming to medical school and the top professors teaching the medicine, and the student says, "You know, teach me just one theory, the rest don't bother." "Do you want to be my pupil? Bakasha, you have your own days. Go teach yourself somewhere else. Can't tell the professor what to do." That's a Shalafel, the Peshitta. Kovod HaTorah entails to be the egg. You have to be strict. Midas Hadin. Hillel had a different shitta. Hillel felt that Kovod HaTorah, since the end, he'll come back, so that will increase the Yoshua Beis HaMedrash, it's Kedai. A different shitta. Now, La Locha, we pass Gana Kehillel. La Olam, yeah, Adam and Venason, Kehillel, not a Kabdon, Keshamai. La Locha, if we do like Shammai, it's wrong. But what Shammai did was correct for himself. As we find, in Yevamos, a very big machlekes, a radical machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding tzoras erva. Ma'atoira, to marry a sister-in-law, to marry your brother's wife, is Yisur Kores. The child will be a mamzer. You have mitzvahs Yibum. Yibum says in certain cases you do marry your brother's wife. What happens if your brother's wife was an erva to you? How could that be? If your brother married your own daughter? So, and if the brother dies, obviously no mitzvahs Yibum to the erva. If the brother has a co-wife, a tzoras erva, Beis Shammai say, oh, you have a mitzvah Yibum, it's a mitzvah, go ahead. Beis Hillel say, no, there's no mitzvah, and therefore she's an erva. A very, 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 very radical machlekas. And indeed, the Gemara says that Beis Shammai, they would do that. They would be Yabim Tzoras erva. And Beis Hillel wouldn't. What's the halacha? Can we choose to be Yabim Tzoras erva? Of course not. For us, once we have a halacha, so it be Issur Gomor. But did Shammai do wrong? No. Because Lishitosom, and their Derech HaTorah, they had the mitzvah to be Yabim Tzoras erva. In Shammayim, to get the reward for doing what they believe to be right, and that they did the correct thing. Just we can't do that because we already have a psak. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer, back to our story with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer was a Talmid of Shammai, Lezer Shmuti. Therefore, he had a shita of being a kapdon, not being maver midoisov. You have to be a kabdon. So therefore, he was doing the right thing. Hillel, a bekiva, was a Talmud of Hillel. For him, he had the derech of yes, be ma'avra midoisav. So therefore, lo mipnei shezeh godol mizeh. Each one was identically as great. Each one was mekayim their derech haTorah, their shita in Torah. Rabbi Lez was correct in his way, following Beis Shammai, following Shammai, and Hillel was correct in his way. Rabbi Akiva was correct in his way. See, as far as greatness is concerned, they're both as great. Just, so why is it? What's the mile of Marva Midoisov? Since Shammayim behave with us the way we behave with others, it's called Mida Keneged Mida. Kol Amarachem Arabriyos. People who have mercy on others, Shammayim have mercy on him. If you're a kabdon, even b'shita, you're supposed to be, the Shammayim, they're kabdon on you. Also, b'din. You're din on people, you get din on you. If you're a mavel midoisov, you're mavater. So therefore, mida keneged mida. The Shammayim, they're mavater on you as well, the mavel midoisim. So Mela, lo mi bishes there, Godom is there. But Avakiva was Marva Midoisov. He had a special anoga, which was true for his shita. And that anoga enabled us to get rain. But not that Abelez was lacking. Which is in line with what you're saying, Mordechai. So Mela, it's a message for us. So we have the idea of Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, which is a wonderful midah. Brings tremendous bracha. Sometimes there are cases that the manhigim, the rav of the community, the rav of the shul, they decide that sometimes midas hadin is more appropriate. Shizoicha, that in our personal life, the madal midas, and therefore will be zoicha, it's a beautiful rachmei shamayim. We find at the end of this week's parasha in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Zayin, Al kein yomra moishlim bohu cheshbain. Yomra moishlim bohu cheshbain. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Ayin Chesamud Beis, this is hinting to ha-moishlim ila moishlim beyitzram. People control the yetzer. And they tell us, bohu cheshbain. Bohu benachashev cheshbain shel olam. Let's calculate the calculations of the world. Hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchara. The loss of a mitzvah versus its reward. You did a mitzvah, maybe you lost out in hearing a good joke. You lost out hearing some, having some nice, a nice meal. You lost it for doing your mitzvah. Work out the hefsed versus the gain, tremendous gain of getting tzchara mitzvah. The tzchara vera keneged hefseda. What did you get out of having avera? You had 2 minutes, 2 seconds of delight. And versus the hefsed of avera, the netzach netzachim, a person is liable for the avera he did. Tibone, and the pasuk says, tibone v'sichoinen yusichoin. Im at oisekein, if indeed you'll do the cheshbon, tibone boilam azeh, v'tichoinen oilam abo. Famous Mesillas Hasharim. Mesillas Hasharim says in Chelkei Hazirus that this is a tremendous Eitzah, that people, that this is the way, is Bo Cheshbon. He compares it to a person in a maze trying to get to the middle. He can't find his way. He thinks he's going the right direction. You get to a dead end, you go back, looking, he's lost. He's in a maze. If there's a person in the tower, at the center of the maze, high up, looking down, he can guide you and tell you, he could be your GPS. Take a left, second right, another left, go back, go around. If you're under their guidance, then you'll get there. And therefore, what do they tell us? The Meishlim B'Yitzram, the ones who already got there, what do they tell us? Bo Cheshbon. Previous years we've asked what type of mashal. The mashal is not comparable to the nimshal. There we're getting guided instructions, left, not GPS, roundabout, third exit, take a left, and then take a right, keep to the right side. Gvaldik. They don't need, you can go anywhere in the world and guide you how to drive. Great. But what do they tell us? Bo Cheshbon, thank you very much. Now what? Why then? We also want guided, detailed instructions what to do. Bo Cheshbon, very nice. From here we learn, end of Arkase. There is no GPS for your personal life. Because only you can know where to turn, when to stop, when to press accelerator, when to change gear. Only you can do it for yourself. The Meishim B'Yitzram can give you the closest possible advice is Bo Cheshbon. But then, how to apply it to your actual life, you have to do it yourself. No one can do that for you. This year, I saw a pshach in the Sefer Meresh Amona has a beautiful agosha. I said, look, is it so brilliant to work that out? Bo cheshbon? Yeah, pretty simple. Make a cheshbon. That everyone knows. Gemara says in Shabbos, Lamadala from the base, Yoidim Rishoyim Shadarko Namisa. The Rishoyim also know they're doing wrong. They know they're going to be punished. They also know the Cheshbon. But it doesn't help. They still do Averis. Therefore, what's the Chiddush over here? Bo Cheshbon. Mitzvah connected Seder. What is the Chiddush? Says Rav Shach, it's Bo Cheshbon. Come and do the Cheshbon. Meaning, it's not enough to have the mental knowledge about the Cheshbon. It's to do the Cheshbon again and again and again, consistently, daily. It's Bo Cheshbon. Work it out again. Work it out again. And that's what the Moshe and B'Yitzchak are telling us. They're telling us from their own experience. Bo cheshbon, make the cheshbon again and again and again, and be consistent about it. That's what we find in the tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone, who daily we should be saying when we leave the Beis Medrash. He also be repeating very simple things. Moedani Fonecho, Shsam Techelkim Yoshua Beis HaMedrash, V'loim Yoshua Kronois. Baruch Hashem, I'm Zoichat to sit in the Beis Medrash. I don't sit and play computer games all day. Not Yoshua Kronois. Watch movies all day. I'm Yoshua Beis HaMedrash. Baruch Hashem. Sh'ani Mashkim in the Divrei Torah. V'loim Mashkim in the Dvarim B'Teilim. To watch the soccer games. Ashkim and Vayim Betelim. Bokshem with Zechatim. Mashkim to Adavni, our learning. Yomel, we kabbal schar. We get schar for our homel. But all homel, they are made him and aimed him kabbal schar. He rats the Chay Olam Abo. For all rats the Ber Shachas. We're also repeating very simple things. Everyone knows that's the case. But the point is repeated again and again and again. Bo Cheshbain. In all Yisrael, in Igeres Yud, says Rabbi Yisrael Salant the following: Al Yipoil Odom Belomdois Musar Veinu Mispoil. Rabbi, I've learned the Musar, I've read it, didn't make any impact on me. I went outside, got a phone call, I said Lashon Hara right then and there. I just learned Musar, it didn't help. I learn Musar every day, doesn't change my life. I have the same nisyonos I used to have. I fall in the same traps, the same mistakes I used to have. I learn Musa and forget about it. What's the point? In Roshim Benafshoi, I don't see any change in my behavior. Says Rabbi Yisrael, Yeida Ne'emono. That Birvoi Sa'itim with the time. Biribui Alimud. The more you learn. Says Rabbi Yisrael, when you learn Musa, there are impressions which are hidden. There are hidden impressions in the body. With time, they'll gather together. Lo'odom acher yehofech. They'll turn into a new person. And that's a very big, tremendous insight. There's reshimois ne'elomois. Subconscious impressions that the Musa gives us. You don't feel it right away, but with time. And you'll see with time, your taiva will be lessened. You'll see that with time, maybe we'll even be cancelled. Hanisayon ya'id, experience will testify. A person who learns Musa will rise above and beyond people of the same level in all the way he behaves. And that's the message we're getting here. Bo cheshbon. It's not enough once, it's be consistent. It's to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Bo cheshbon. This is what the Moshe and B'Yitzchak tell us. Only people from experience can testify it makes an impact. Even if you don't feel it, keep on going. There's a Rishima Yisneelomois. With time, they'll gather together and you'll notice. Indeed, it made a reshem on me. Rabbi Saul also writes, it's worthwhile learning Musa your whole life if once in your lifetime it will stop you from doing Avera. A person does Averas all his life. But if he learns Musa all his life and it will stop him one time, he won't speak Lashon Hara because of that, it was well worth your money. You got your money's worth for spending that time. Even if once you will refrain from doing Avera. So that's the beautiful message you're learning of Bo Cheshbon. It's something that we forget about in this world, in this generation. A person should spend time every day on a daily basis. Bo Cheshbon, simple Cheshbon, not sophisticated. Schar and its Hefzad, Mitzvah and its Hefzad, Avera and its Hefzad. And that, B'zad Hashem, will make a tremendous impact on us. Our last point for today. At the end of Parshas Chukas, when Oig comes to wage war with Israel, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, "Vayoyma Hashem al Moshe, al tiro isoy, ki biyotcha nasati yisoy." Don't be afraid. Moshe Rabbeinu, who fiercely stood up in front of Paroi, an individual against the king of Egypt, Moshe Rabbeinu went to fight Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu, who killed his own nation, Ben Chet Egel, Lo Chaser. Moshe Rabbeinu would be afraid of Oig. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. What's he afraid of? Says Rashi, Shaya Moshe Yoreh Lelochem. Moshe was concerned, Shema Tama Leishchusay Shel Avram. Perhaps Avram's merits will stand in the favor of Oig, as it's Shenema Vayoveh Apolit. What are we referring to? This is to be found in Bereishis, Chumash Bereishis, Perek Yudalud. It says over there, Vayoveh Apolit, to tell Avram that Lot, your nephew, has been captured. So maybe he did this tremendous chesed, and Moshe was concerned the schus of this chesed will empower like Oig that we'll be unable to defeat him. Good? Now, problem is, how adorable was this chesed? Why indeed did Oig come to inform Avram about Lot? Was he caring for Lot so much? Let me tell you a story. There's a guy called Reuven. He fancies very much Shimon's wife. Shimon has a beautiful wife, clever, rich. Reuven's dying to take her. Maya said. On a happy day, he hears there's a terrorist attack. There's shooting. He knocks the door and says, "Shimon, we need you. There's some terrorists. Go and take them on." Why? Because Reuven's hoping, he's davening, that Shimon should get killed by the terrorists. So he's inviting Shimon to go and take on the terrorists, hoping that Shimon will get killed, and therefore Reuven can take Shimon's wife. I think we give him the Nobel Peace Prize. We should make a statue of Reuven, isn't he, Givaldik, for informing Shimon about this wonderful mitzvah? The guy's a rasha. His whole intention is he's doing this chesed to hoping that Shimon will get killed, hoping that Shimon will be mad enough to go and take on these terrorists. Well, says Rashi. So Rashi brings over there Medrash Rabba, Zeoig Shepolat Midor Mabul, Umiskaven Jehoreg Avram V'Yisah Sara. He came to inform Sara Avram about Lot, hoping that Avram will be mad enough to single-handedly take on these kings, and then hoping Avram will be killed, you can take Sarah. At Lekach. And that's the schus Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about. That type of chesed was what Moshe was worried that Hashem had to calm him down. Al tiroi soy, don't worry, you'll still get him. What's pshat? Says the Chizkuni. Because we have a rule, le'olam yasik adam b'tor mitzvah shelo lishma, u'mitzvah shelo lishma b'lishma. Even a mitzvah done shelo lishma is a powerful, and we learn this out from the Gemara says we learn this out from Balak. Next week's parasha Balak, he offers 42 karbanos, and says the Gemara in that schus he was zeicha to have rus. He merited to have rus because of his karbanos he bought. What type of karbanos was he bringing? He was in such a good mood. He had karbanos to enable to destroy the Jewish people. Even a mitzvah shelo lishma is powerful. Especially in Sefer Shari Kedusha, a Chaim Vital brings down that by chesed, it's shelo lishma is more better than the mitzvah shelo lishma. Because mitzvah shelo lishma is pogum. Chesed shelo lishma is not pogum. Why? Because the guy receives the benefits. your kavon is not so important. The receiver received the chesed. Mazmi Shana, what you're thinking about. Anyway, the message is to appreciate a mitzvah, even shalom yishmo. Sometimes we look at people, down at people, the gaba. And it's true he's doing chesed, but you know, he likes covered. He has an agenda, he likes attention. We have all sorts of comments to say we try to downgrade people because we claim that they're not so sincere in their intentions. Mazmi Shana. They're doing a service, they're doing a chesed. It's powerful. They deserve our Koros HaTov. And Kol Shekein, for a chesed that is the Shmo, how much more powerful it is. Shebezeiche, to take all these messages. Remember, when we're doing a mitzvah, Odom Kiyomos Boil, as far as the outside world is concerned, we're not around. When Odom HaEmes, not available. Exactly the same way when you're at an important meeting, you're not available. To realize Oyev Shalom, different middos, the might of Mavel Midosov gives us middos of Rachamim. You're doing Bo Cheshbon to do it again and again, even if you don't feel the impact, and appreciating Chesed, even Shalom Yishmo, Shalom Yishmo, Bo Yishmo, it's still powerful enough that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Oyev because of the mitzvah of Shalom Yishmo he did. How much we should desire and do mitzvahs, even if it's not Yishmo. Culture came, Yishmo. Thank you very much. In 5 minutes' time, we'll start our next share discussing a Kohen's finger gets broken off. Can we bring him to the operating room and connect the finger to his hand? Because he's being metame. We're metame him in the process. That will speak in the next share. Thank you very much.